Okay, so when I hopped off the recording with Dennis Yu for last episode, do you remember, Bonner, how excited I was about starting to implement the dollar day strategy?
Oh, yeah, you were like bursting out of your skin. You got to do this. You know, we got the perfect, really great set of content I think that we can apply this to.
100%. And we're going to get to that. But, you know, the way that Dennis outlined the dollar day strategy was so incredibly simple. And even when we did it and we implemented it and he helped us, you know, he walked us through exactly what it is to do, it is actually really, really simple. Mm. It is one of the most simplest, which is very underrated, I feel. Like, we try to complicate strategies so many times, yeah. I guess because it's like, well, that's the only way that we can quote unquote sell it. But his dollar day strategy is so simple. And yet, but let's, like, you know, we always say things are incredibly simple, but they are not easy.
Yes.
And as you'll see, as we go through and we talk about how we've implemented the strategy, it's definitely not easy. There's a lot of nuances that actually comes back to the theme that I feel like time and time again I talk about, which is that whole like rubbish in, rubbish out thing, or garbage in, garbage out, where everything hinges, all the strategies that are related to content, definitely content marketing, it is always so important to think about what the anchor content is, whether that's anchor content by way of how we define it for Capture, which is your long form podcast or audio, or it could be anchor content that Dennis might define it for the dollar day strategy, which is the social media post itself.
Yeah.
And so anyway, well, I'm kind of seeding some of the things that we're going to be talking about, but it was incredibly eye-opening actually going through his process, implementing it and being like, oh, we need to relook at some things that even we're doing. So
yeah. We're
going to spend this episode going through step by step the actual, like, how to implement, how we've implemented the dollar day strategy. And then next episode, we're going to talk, I think we're going to circle back about some of these deeper learnings, things that we probably, just by virtue of the fact that we're doing and doing and doing, it gave us a really, really good opportunity to step back and relook at what it was that we were doing and go and be like, oh, we've got to start changing a little up here and there. Anyway, so I'm seeding next episode as well. So over the next couple of episodes, we're going to get into implementation, but also some of the really, really important learnings that I think was definitely beneficial for us, but is 100% going to be beneficial for you as well if you're listening or watching this. So let's get into the dollar a day strategy. So let's quickly recap, Bonner. Like, what is a dollar a day strategy? Why is it important? Why is it something that I got excited about, definitely from, you know, talking to Dennis about it, but that we would actually highly recommend that people start to think about implementing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like you said, it's very, very simple, nowhere to hide, unfortunately, with this framework. What it is simply is a dollar a day, you invest a dollar a day of your money into boosting organic content that you've already created, like we spoke about, on social media, and you can do this across every platform. It's not just limited to one. And basically, you do that with the purposes of, for a very small budget, you know, for a $7 week and a dollar a day, to test messaging of things that has performed quite well on organically, but you want to put it out there and give it more and amplify it more to see how it goes. But also, if it does do really well, you just continue the process to continue reaching newer, colder audiences who may not be part of, you know, your existing audience already. So very simple. And like I said, Dennis is really, really big on using like a data-driven framework to ongoing content creation and optimizing and marketing. So this is kind of the most basic, simple, and most effective way that I've seen that work.
Yes.
Like I said, across platforms. So in its essence, that's all it is. It is what it says on the tin. It's a dollar a day.
It's a dollar a day. All right. So we're going to get straight into it. Let's start with, we've distilled kind of like the implementation. And by the way, Dennis literally, he did a recording with us where we shared our screen and he was like, okay, now press that button. See that button over there? Just press that.
Not that one, but the other one.
So. And now scroll down and you want to untick this and you want to put this number in and you want to, like, he literally did that with us. So we're going to share that on YouTube. We'll link it to the show notes as well. But I'm going to be honest, it wasn't probably the most riveting listening experience. So I was like, I don't know if I would call our episodes absolutely riveting either. But
what do you mean? I wait for these to drop. Yeah.
Bonner's just like, this is what's going to make me famous.
Exactly. This is my ticket to fame.
All right. So we thought that we would actually distill what it was that Dennis, you know, walked us through into kind of the three main steps talk you through that here, but definitely if you want to go watch him talk us through it step by step, then that'll be on YouTube for everyone to see. All right. So let's get into step one.
The fun part.
This was the fun part. This really was. Oh, okay. Yeah. If you're listening to this, Bonnet said that in quotation marks. I mean, I don't know why you would put that in quotation marks. We always have fun, not fun. Yeah. But okay, let's get into step number one. So that's really about actually identifying. So the important thing with the dollar a day boost strategy is that it's not about boosting every single piece of content that you have, yeah, right? It is, we have to be very intentional with the ones that we want to put money behind, because even though it's only a dollar a day, it is still money.
Yep.
And so we actually want to choose or find the content that is actually working. And this is almost the start of the data-driven, you know, approach or the methodology, yes, to Dennis's strategy. So let's talk about how do we actually identify the posts that are worth boosting?
Yep. So this is why we talk a lot about playing the content game. That's what this podcast is all about. And that's why you need to actually have been publishing regularly in terms of your content for you to have a set of content to go to identify and relatively see. Now, the rule of thumb that Dennis gives anyone implementing this framework around identifying high-performing posts is for it to have at least a 10% engagement rate. Mm. So how you can find that is very simple. You go into the blue box that says See Insights for each of your posts. You can click into that and then you will see your engagement number, your impression number, and your reach number.
Yes.
And the engagement rate that you're looking for is basically the engagement number has to be at least 10% of your reach number.
Okay, yeah. And so I guess let's talk through the example that we even showed. So again, if you want to go and watch the YouTube video, we'll link that in the show notes so you can go over there. But we had a post with Katie Brinkley. Shout out to Katie again. And that had a really, really great engagement rate.
Yeah. So our organic engagement rate on that was 28%. So we were like, yes, this is a high five moment.
Yeah.
So we were really pleased with that. Obviously, you know, Katie's really great. We had a lot of really great excitement in the post. Now, the one thing that Dennis talked about is to make sure that we want to, as a human, you want to look at these numbers, because it's very easy to calculate that engagement rate, but really look at the key thing he's wanting us to look at is the quality engagement. So it has to be 10% quality engagement. And that's where you want to look at it to say, okay, well, how much of this, you know, when you look at the engagement number, how many of these comments are maybe your own, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe how much of this is just like people that maybe aren't really your target market potentially and things like that. So you do want to make sure that you actually work through that too. So for us, it was probably more closer to 14 or 15%, which is still higher than the 10%. So he was like, this is still, you know, totally a post that you can boost, still meets that threshold, but just make sure that you're looking for quality engagement and just not engagement as a flat number.
Yes. And I'm going to see, so this is a content honey trap for people who know the content honey trap model. I'm going to leave a bit of a cliffhanger because we learned a lot about, you know, when Bonnet mentions the quality of engagement. We're actually going to dedicate pretty much the whole next episode on this because this was definitely a mix of an eye-opening moment, a slap in the face moment, a come to Jesus moment, like all of the things combined. So we're actually going to really dive into that in the next episode because for all of us listening, watching this, we're here to win the content game. Like that is literally what this podcast is about.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, like there is actually nothing almost more potent than what it is, Pooley, we're going to be talking about next week.
Yes.
To winning the content game than what we talk about next week.
Absolutely. So like, you have to listen.
You have to listen. Anyway,
I will be. Yeah.
Okay. So that is step number one, is to actually identify which content. So we're talking about Facebook here. Dennis likes Facebook and X. We don't have an X account. Well, we do now because we did our homework, yes, but it, you know, let's just say we don't have an X account. Yeah. So we are definitely more Facebook, like Facebook first. So in the YouTube video as well that we'll link to this where Dennis showed us, it was based on Facebook, but you can definitely use it for X as well. So that's the first step, is really to identify what content, which of your organic posts is actually working. And 10% quality engagement is the threshold.
Yep.
All right. So then we get into step number two, which is really about choosing the goal, because anytime you put money behind, whether it's boosting or just if you're advertising, you need a goal to work towards, that the platforms actually know that that's what you're working towards.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, for boosted posts, it's actually kind of easy because really all we're looking for is engagement.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if there's anything any more you wanted to add to that, please.
Yeah, the main thing there that, you know, you want to make sure of is absolutely right. So with boosted posts, I'm going to say like 95% of the time is going to be for engagement, because that's likely the kind of content that, you know, is high performing for you organically. And it's, and again, it's just a lot, all of this is also an experiment, because you're constantly testing, you're using data to really see which messaging lands better. And the main key point that Dennis makes here is that the most important thing is that the goal that you choose to tell the platform, what your goal for this boost is congruent with the message you have in the actual, the content of the post.
Yes.
So, you know, if it is an action or a sales post that has remarkably done really well, because they don't tend to do as well on social media, then you may want to test the conversion, one of the conversion goals. Now, caveat there is conversion goals do cost more money, so you might get less reach. That would be the only scenario where you might think about. But the rule of thumb here is just choose the goal that is congruent with the content of the post.
Yeah.
Which 95% of the time will be engagement.
It's going to be engagement. So this gets to be super easy. That's a super easy step. And then slightly hard, we're going to come back to this, but like the next step really is about choosing your audience. So we're just going to take a really quick ad break. And then when we come back, we're going to get into how to choose the audience for your boosted posts. Okay. All right. So we're talking about Dennis used dollar a day ad strategy. And basically we've covered the first two steps, which is finding the content that is actually worth boosting. So 10%, again, is your threshold, 10% quality engagement rate. Number two is to choose a goal for your boosted post, which that was an easy one, like tick, you know, engagement, just make it that. And then we want to talk about the audience, because anyone who has run ads at all knows how important the audience is to actually make your ads work for you, to have them actually perform, right? So this is actually one of the most crucial steps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the one that I think people definitely stress out, I know I used to stress about the most. And when you are doing cold ad campaigns, that's still going to be an issue. But the great news that Dennis shared with us as in terms of how far Facebook and Meta has come on this space is that we actually don't have to do very much when it comes to boosting our posts for the audience side of
that
things.
That is music to my ears.
I know, yeah. So if you have been running ad campaigns regularly, if you do that regularly, your existing audiences will come up and you would already know which ones are your high performing audiences. So you can just pick those to boost this to. But if you are completely new to it, like we were in this particular example, Dennis's main point is that you don't actually have to spend a lot of time defining the detailed, you know, targeting, like picking people who might also like other software products and things like that for us, because the engagement on the post is what Meta uses to filter through the audience to boost this post to.
Wow.
Which is great. So that's why it is worth doing that upfront work to just check what kind of engagement you're getting, making sure it's the type of people you want to reach. And then Meta will do the hard work for you to say, okay, I already have a bit of a snapshot of the type of people that like this content. I'm going to go and find more of these types of people, which again is just,
oh my gosh,
that's the part that's difficult, right?
Yes.
Because you're like, I don't want to, you know, have to think about all of those things, because maybe there's factors I don't realize. Maybe it's not an age thing. Maybe it's an interest thing, or maybe it's something else. So they have the data. They've done a lot of work. So this I thought was just like, oh, this is really, really powerful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That actually takes a lot of load out of running ads now, doesn't
it? Does
it?
Yeah. And then for us to also just be able to say, well, let the data again, like that they have, because that's the expertise they bring to this, tell us, because we might learn something new about the type of people that come through as well, which is great.
Yeah, that is awesome. Okay. So see what I mean by how simple this strategy is? It's like,
there's nothing to hide behind it. That's the difficulty, but it is awesome.
It is so, so simple. Okay. So again, I just want to like just quickly recap. So there's really largely three steps to this dollar a day ad strategy. It's pretty much find content that is working. It is choose a goal for the ad, for the boosted ad, and then it's the audience for it. And then basically you just put literally a dollar a day.
Yeah.
You know, when you go into the, and you'll see this in the YouTube video with Dennis, but you literally put in $7 that run for 7 days.
Yep.
And like, and then that's it. And I mean, there is a follow-on step, which we will also, I think, go a little bit more in detail in a later episode once we've kind of gotten a bit, we run this strategy a little bit more ourselves and we have more results and we can actually talk about this, but it's really the optimization part of it.
Yep.
And that's really about if you find that even at $1 a day, that content is really taking off, it's really reaching those engagement goals, like there is nothing wrong with putting more fuel into that fire, right? Just keep putting money into it. Why not? Because if it's actually getting you the results, then
you found a winner. Yeah.
Yeah. So that again, super simple. So simple. But again, not easy. And we're going to, in the next episode, we're actually going to talk about the step number one, which is honestly, it was the hardest. Yeah. This is the hardest step because choosing a goal, choosing your audience, as we said, like tick, tick, it's super easy. But actually, A, creating content that works, and I shouldn't say because kind of I was going to say B, finding, but it kind of linked. So really the main thing is like creating content that actually works. Mm. And we got some feedback from Dennis about our content, and we will share that with you in the next episode, as well as kind of what our next actions almost are. Because I really want to talk about almost the, not just the thing to do, but also almost like the psychological, like the
shift you need to make.
The shift, yeah, mm-hmm. that, you know, we as entrepreneurs who create content need to make. And I think that that will hopefully be valuable to you listening or watching this as well. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. My name's Deidre Shen.
I'm Bonna Rai.
We are from Cap Show. This is Win the Content Game. And as always, stay intelligently lazy.